Brilliance Audio presents
Schuyler by Gregory MacDonald. For R.F. Jr., the D.K.'s, M.E.A., C.H.J., and Mr. Tommy Gordon. In real life, mysteries occur to real persons with their individual humors, and mysterious circumstances are apt to be complicated by the obvious. Israel Zangwill, 1864 to 1926. Schuyler. 1.
"Where's Schuyler?"
his mother asked, seated in front of the vanity mirror, brushing her hair. Leaning over her to straighten his bow tie in the mirror, his father asked,
"Where the hell is Schuyler? Where the hell is Schuyler ever?"
"Damn you, Schuyler! I hope the skeeters get you."
"There ain't no skeeters in Grandin County." Naked in the dusk, Schuyler and Tandy were playing in the river. She grabbed the hair on his forehead and forced his head underwater. He lowered his head even more. He put his head between her legs. Straightening his legs, hands behind her knees, he made her belly flop onto his back.
Oof!
Heels of her hands against the muscles of his buttocks, she arched her back, tried to hold herself off him, keep her face out of the water. Water swirling around his chest, he turned and turned, his feet stirring up mud. Tandy's hands slipped off him. Her shoulders and face revolved around his waist below water. At the edge of the river, the brown dog, Julep, barked and danced, wanting to take part in the playing, but not wanting to get wet. Reins free, the horse, Runaway, munched along the top of the riverbank. Schuyler let go of Tandy's legs. They slipped over his shoulders.